A Dude's Guide to Marital Recovery by Chad Schoonmaker. When everything hits the fan. So, you've hit rock bottom. The money you hid, the relationship you had, your online habits, whatever. You got found out. Secrets don't stay hidden forever. The shame has set in and you're starting to feel a lot. Good news, you're still alive. Your wife hasn't left you, at least not yet. You still have a job, you still have breath in your lungs, and you still have responsibilities waiting for you tomorrow morning. And if those things are still true, then you also still have something else, an opportunity to do something about the situation you got yourself in. This article is for the husband who knows he's made some mistakes, whether that's betrayal, lies, checking out, or just not showing up the way he should have. Maybe all of the above? That doesn't mean your wife is perfect or hasn't played a role in where things are, but right now this is about you getting to work. A simple framework for getting back on track. Have you found yourself in that situation? You're probably at a loss for how to get things back on track. What now? More good news, there are some practical things you can start doing right away that will help steady the ship. How you show up in therapy, how you handle your time at home, and the kind of support you seek from your bros can all play a big role in pulling your marriage out of its current nosedive. If you're reading this, the truth is you're already doing something important. You're ready to show up and put in the work. Take this advice from someone who is more than a little surrounded by therapists. Not only have I been married to one for over 15 years, I'm employed by one, and I have been in both individually and marriage therapy for a decade. Part 1. How you show up at therapy. You're going to need to start couples therapy. You might consider therapy with a mix of skepticism, dread, and maybe even a little embarrassment. Most guys don't exactly grow up dreaming about sitting on a couch talking about their feelings in front of a stranger. Feelings? But take it from me. Therapy will be some of the best time and money you could possibly spend on your marriage. Do the pre-work. The therapy work starts before you actually enter the office. There are some very simple ways to show initiative that matter more than you think. Fill out the intake forms, send the documents, confirm the appointment time, handle the scheduling if you can. Here's a number to Crossroads if you need to make an appointment today, 225-341-4147. See? Not that hard. It may not seem like much, but taking those small details communicates something important, that you're not just going to counseling because your wife forced you to go. It shows that you're invested in the process. You're choosing to be there. You're choosing to love your wife well and take proactive steps to work on yourself and your marriage. Couples counseling isn't just about fixing you. Sure, what set things on a downward spiral might have been your fault, but there are other contributing factors that have been in motion before the fall. One thought you might have walking into couples counseling is assuming the entire situation rests on their shoulders. You might be telling yourself, "I'm the problem. I screwed up. I just need to fix myself and everything will be fine." That's not really how marriage works. It takes two people to start a marriage, and it usually takes two people to break one down over time. That doesn't mean you're not responsible for your own mistakes or the baggage you brought into the marriage, but it does mean the marriage itself is something both of you are participating in. Counseling isn't a courtroom where it ends with a guilty or not guilty verdict. No one's tracking your wins or losses, so the pressure is off. It's more like bringing a car to the shop when something under the hood isn't working. Both of you are there to figure out what's actually happening and how to start repairing it. This isn't just your counseling. It's couples counseling. You have a voice in the process, and it's important that you use it. The relationship is the client, not you, not your wife. Show up ready to trust the process. Some men spend several sessions quietly evaluating whether they trust the therapist or not before they really start opening up. If the therapist is any good, they'll probably notice that right away. Part of their job is earning your trust, but the process moves much faster when you walk in with at least a willingness to engage honestly. Hit the ground running. You want to eventually get out of there, right? You don't have to hand over trust blindly, but you can show up ready to participate instead of sitting on the sidelines scoping things out. Say the hard things. One of the biggest temptations in counseling is to soften the truth or avoid the parts of the conversation that feel uncomfortable. Do we really have to go there? Avoiding the hard stuff is what got you into the situation to start with. If something painful needs to be said, it's usually better to say it directly in the room, where someone trained to navigate those conversations can help guide it. Therapy works best when the real issues are actually on the table, including the things that feel awkward, embarrassing, or difficult to admit. You may have heard the phrase, "You're only as sick as your secrets." Therapy allows you the opportunity for healing and freedom. Your current self won't believe how great real honesty can feel. A moment I'll never forget in couples counseling. We were about to start a 7-day marriage intensive after already surviving 2 full days of couples therapy. At that point, I was emotionally exhausted and pretty sure my brain had run out of words. As we wrapped up the session, the therapist looked at me and said, "Now, Chad, if there's anything else, now is the time to say it. We're not here to waste time." Thank God, there was nothing left to say. I had already said everything. I was emotionally tapped out and mentally somewhere between processing and needing a nap. But the warning stuck with me. Counseling only works when everything is on the table. Not most things, not the comfortable things, everything. You might feel ganged up on. At some point during counseling, you might have a moment that feels like both the therapist and your wife are asking questions, looking at you, waiting for answers. Did the scene from A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson come to mind? Yes, it might feel like that. The questioning can make you feel defensive quickly. The therapist is asking questions because they're trying to understand the full picture. It's like putting on a headlamp when you take the trash out at night. You're simply trying to see what's there so you don't trip over something in the dark. If the therapist can't see the whole situation clearly, they can't really help. So be aware, the questions are coming. Take a breath and answer honestly. The therapist can, in fact, handle the truth. Write things down. A practical thing that will help more than you might expect is keeping a journal during the process. You and your wife are going to have a lot of conversations, a lot of emotions, and probably a lot of moments where you leave a session thinking, "That was really helpful," or "What was that insight she said?" Trying to hold all of that inside your head doesn't work well. Writing things down slows your thinking and helps you process what you're actually feeling instead of just reacting in the moment. Pro tip: bringing your journal or notebook to therapy sessions will help you be more engaged in the process. Avoid the parking lot recap. Another thing that can cause tension is what happens after a couple session ends. Avoid the parking lot recap. Your wife may want to process a session immediately, while you might need a little time to think before talking about it again. That difference in processing for a man and a woman can easily turn into an argument. For a lot of men, reflection happens internally before we have words for it. We think through things quietly before we're ready to articulate them. There's nothing wrong with needing that space. Repeat, there's nothing wrong with needing a little space. If you're not ready to respond right away, it's completely reasonable to tell your wife, "I don't have a response yet, but I'm thinking about it and I'll come back to it later." Just make sure you actually follow through and come back to it later. The act of communicating that you need some time to process, actually processing, and then bringing it back up to your wife is a huge trust builder. Solitude can be healthy when it's part of the counseling process. Avoidance, on the other hand, usually makes things worse. Containment works until it doesn't. Most men and some women have the ability to contain their emotions and continue functioning even when things are difficult. We compartmentalize problems, set them aside temporarily, and keep moving forward with work, responsibilities, and daily life. In some situations, that ability is actually super helpful. But if compartmentalization becomes just not dealing with it and we end up keeping the lid on those emotions for too long without ever checking in, the pressure eventually starts to build. And when that pressure finally releases, it usually shows up as anger, defensiveness, or a fight that seems to come out of nowhere. And then another session with the therapist. Counseling gives you a supportive place to take the lid off slowly instead of waiting for everything to explode later. Progress in counseling can feel painfully slow. Sometimes the counseling process feels painfully slow. You might leave a session, and then another session, wondering if anything has actually changed. But small shifts in how you communicate, how you listen, and how you respond eventually turn into big changes in a marriage. Part 2. How you show up at home. Look for ways to serve your wife outside of the counseling office. Most of the real change in a marriage doesn't happen during the counseling session itself. The session is where things get talked about and clarified, but the actual work usually happens in the days between meeting with your therapist. It's like weightlifting. Sure, you have to lift, but then you have to give your muscles a rest day so they can heal and come back stronger. Except if you're one of those no days off guys, then you're on your own. If you're anything like me, you just want to be told something practical to do. Like, what do I do with my hands? Sometimes men simply need something concrete to do while the emotions catch up. So start small. Unload the dishwasher without being asked. Take out the trash.